Hey everybody, welcome to episode 9.
I think it's 8, or is
No, it's 9.
No, it's 9.
It's definitely 9.
No, it's 9.
Welcome to episode 9 of Friends with No Benefits. I'm your host, Cole Chaney, accompanied by Tim Hudson.
That's me.
That's him, and Nicole Wallace.
Hi.
Nipple Walters.
Nipper.
Whoa.
Nipper Walters.
Hey, Nipper. All right. So I just gonna start.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Let's start that one more time. I just want to say at the beginning of the episode, this one is probably gonna be a short one. We are all beat,
exhausted,
super tired.
Exhausted. Today is Sunday. We helped Tim and Nicole move into their storage unit, and then they're going to Nana's house.
Until our house closes.
Until the house closes, which that could be next year. Who knows?
For real.
Yeah.
At this rate, it could be.
So, yeah, it might just be like a half-hour episode, you know, a little mini-sode, we'll call this a benefit. This is a single benefit.
Benefit. Sure.
But I had a great day today. Lots of exercise.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like the most exercise I've had in my entire life.
Entire life?
We've moved before, babe.
Yeah. But I forgot about that. I forgot how, how much
we
it
honestly,
sucks.
We didn't have
forgot
enough,
how
much
sucked.
Stuff.
Right.
What'd you say?
We didn't have as much stuff the first time we moved because we moved out of a one bedroom.
You guys
apartment.
Got a lot of stuff.
We have a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, we do.
Why do you have so much stuff?
Because we like stuff.
Because I like to buy things.
Just think of whenever we move out of this house. Just think of how much stuff we're going to have moving out of there.
Yeah, now we have a basement filled with stuff.
I'm picturing we got to move out of that storage unit again.
Yeah, I feel like the storage unit will be easier, though, because it's all in one spot. You just have to, like, throw it all in the truck. And then.
Yeah, but we really Jenga'd it in there.
Yeah,
I mean,
and we Jenga'd it in the truck, too.
Yeah, true.
I mean, honestly, if we had, like, just a regular, like, pickup truck. Or my dad's car is getting fixed soon. We can fit things in there and just make small trips.
Not a whole
it's
couch.
Right down the street.
It's going to be ass.
It is going to be ass.
The truck was but only like $60.
I'd rather pay.
Just get a
that's not bad.
Truck. Yeah. I think we should just get a truck, throw it all in there, and fit whatever we can't fit in a car.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, I'd rather pay a $90 rent for a storage unit, though, for like a halfway instead of a full month's rent.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's
yeah.
$700.
That's why we're using the storage unit.
Yeah. Toy.
That's Todd,
dude.
So Todd.
So let's talk about that Reddit post that we were going to talk about before we hit play, but we hit the record button, so we can talk about it now. it said on Reddit, Robert Downey Jr. has been confirmed for a cameo role in Black Widow.
Well, it's a report.
What?
Reportedly returning.
Is that no, mean he, it's I mean, it's been confirmed.
Oh, okay.
But I've read a lot of stuff online that it's probably just going to be like footage that's already been there for Civil War or for any of the other movies.
Right.
Because I think I saw somewhere they had him go in to film that last scene where he said, "I am Iron Man," and snapped his fingers. He did not want to, he was not happy about having to go in to record that because he was already like done playing that character and he had to go back into it.
Right.
Yeah. I think he's done with Iron Man. So yeah. It's probably just going to be like unreleased footage.
Right. Well, yeah. Cause originally we thought it was going to be a prequel to the whole thing, you know, like her coming up like as a kid or something and then being an adult, but it's actually taking place between Civil War and Infinity War.
Nice.
So it's actually going to be a more of a current, you know, current events type deal.
Watch her kick some ass.
Right. And we get to see her fight Taskmaster in the background that we missed.
Oh, perfect.
You know, so that's good. You know, so it'd be probably tie up some loose ends, answer some questions.
Yeah. Marvel's good about doing that. They're good about, like, tying it together.
Always.
Yeah.
The best. Oh, boy.
Do you think that... Never mind.
No, ask me.
Well, I was going to say, do you think that she is, it's like a different timeline, Black Widow?
Maybe.
Or is it the same one that dies at the end of Endgame?
I think it's the same one.
Okay. We don't know. Or do we? Or do we? I don't know. They were just really thinking too hard into this. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I don't know, man. I can't even. I can hardly keep my eyes open.
Dude, yeah. Me too.
I took a 10-minute nap before this. Power nap.
Yeah.
Power nap.
I mean, we've been at it.
Did you just heat up that old coffee?
I didn't even heat it up. I'm drinking coffee.
Coffee was made at what, 8:39?
8 in the morning, yeah.
Because that's when we got the truck was 8 okay. this morning.
That's like 12-hour-old coffee.
Not Close. Even.
It's like
that's
9.
Like,
it's
like 10-hour-old coffee.
8-hour-old coffee. 10-hour-old coffee. Would you drink a water that was sitting out for 8 hours?
I eat water sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah. Ice.
Yeah, that's ice.
Oh, yeah.
Got ya.
Science.
I made rules. A funny.
Still tastes good. Tastes like vanilla ice cream.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it like 70% creamer? Because yeah. I heard you said you put too much in it.
Yeah.
So you're just drinking creamer. That's gross.
There's no going back.
I mean,
there's no more coffee to back. Like even it out.
You can
so.
Make more coffee. I have a huge thing of Folgers in
well,
there.
Well, we're doing this right now. Okay.
Not for long. See you guys.
Coffee time. You'd understand.
So what do you guys been watching?
Hotel Hell.
I've been watching myself.
Hotel Hell.
All
right.
I'm still so obsessed with Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, he's the goat for sure.
Yeah, he's the king. I love him.
He's the king.
Nah, that's Elizabeth.
Yeah, her name's Elizabeth.
Well, he's the king of food, I suppose.
Nah, that's McDonald.
What?
Yeah.
Ronald.
Ron McDonald.
He's not the king.
Ramadan? No, Ron McDon.
Yeah, Ron McDon. Ramadan's next month.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that? What are you doing?
I'm confused.
It's okay. Oh, the AC song. I forgot. I forget every week.
That's okay. Welcome to the podcast, Cole's AC unit.
Yeah, hello, I'm going to go turn Cole's that AC off. Unit. All right. And then I always forget to turn it back on, and then I'm hot.
You're always hot.
Hot.
Wait, no benefits. No, okay.
You go.
I'll take that, for sure. So, are you excited to move now? Our house is empty.
It's not empty.
Well, it's not empty, but it's still kind of empty. Like, everything big's out. Like, it looks like you said earlier, it looks like whenever we were laying down watching the game, it looked like we were just homeless and we found this house.
Yeah, we were squatters.
And we were just squatters. And we just found this open house with some blankets and pillows and a TV, and we're sitting in an empty room.
Yeah.
Did you shit in the corner?
No, I didn't yet. I didn't feel like I was there long enough to earn that.
No, you earn it the minute you walk in the door.
There was already shit there. See that I was.
You gotta mark your corner. If you don't mark your corner, someone's gonna take it.
See, all the corners were marked. So I had to take the center of the room, and I just sat there.
It's a tragedy, bro.
I know.
I feel for you. I feel you in my heart of hearts. You know what? I was actually getting ready to watch because I didn't know when we were gonna record this. The Conjuring.
Have you never seen it?
I've seen it. I want to watch it again.
Oh, I love it.
It's so good.
It's one of my favorite horror movies.
Yeah,
dog.
Yeah, you guys can watch it.
Have you seen the second one?
Yeah, I think I've seen all of them.
Yeah.
Is there only two? I think there's another one in there. The doll?
Well, that's not.
There's two Conjurings and then Annabelle.
Annabelle's part of it, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's tied to it.
Yeah, but she has her own movie. There's two movies of those, actually. And then there's The Nun also.
The Nun's part of that, yeah. That's right.
That was an awful one. Don't watch that.
We saw it together. It was okay.
Oh, I forgot you came with us.
Yeah,
it was Nicole.
I mean, I should assume that you go with us to every horror movie because Tim won't go with me.
Any movie.
Hey, I went. I was there.
I know, but you only go if Cole goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. Because
he feels safe with me.
I feel safe.
What are you
going
to do to protect him? You're like, what, 80 pounds?
Yeah, for real. But Cole, there is a third Conjuring coming out next year.
Ooh.
2020.
I mean, the Conjurings are good. Even the second one was good. Like,
what did they do in the second one? I forget.
The second one was when they...
Is that where they like brought all the equipment in? And like it was basically like Paranormal Activity?
No,
I know it was like
a
school
one.
Of like... It was like a house of like three girls. And I know there was like scenes where they were like in school and stuff.
I don't remember any of this.
And that's when the nun was introduced, wasn't it, in the second one?
No, she was in the first one, too. She was.
But they killed her in the second one.
Yes, they got rid of her in the second one because
they had that got rid of, not killed. Don't be so harsh.
Yeah, she's already dead, dude.
Obliterated. Is that better?
Obelisk.
The tormentor.
No, the second one, I forget how they end up going into that house, but they do. I forget how, but it's all about.
They probably walked
in
through the front door.
Huh?
They probably just went through the front door.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah.
Wait, if they went down the chimney, they were Santa.
Up on the housetop. Reindeer claw, boop. Out jumps good old Santa Claus.
Not yet, dude. We gotta get through Halloween.
My bad. I'm excited, bro.
Yeah,
I'm so ready too.
I'm excited to decorate our new house and Christmas lights.
Until
I have to do it.
And then you're gonna be super upset about it.
I'm gonna sit up on your roof dressed as Santa and just wave at people.
Please. That's so cheap. That's free real estate right there.
That's free real estate.
You just live in our attic and then you can have like a little... like stairs up to the roof, and that's just you just do that
for
and you earn
sure.
your living.
Don't let Nana see, she might try to employ you on her roof.
No, she has
Yikes.
That that Santa she made from paper mache.
Oh my god, that terrifying Santa. That's
she
gonna be in the basement when we go there.
I'm moving it. I'm picking it up by its head and I'm throwing it in a back room.
Punt him.
Dude, I'll have to once we go there tonight, I'll have to send you a picture of it.
I think I've seen it.
We should post it on Instagram.
Did you go in? Yeah.
We'll post it on the Instagram. Hey, some Instagram engagement. That's FWMB_no podcast. Or no benefits. Not podcast. No benefits.
No benefits.
No podcast.
I thought it was FWNB_benefits.
No.
Or podcast.
No. Oh, yeah.
FWNB.
I don't even know our social handles. That's how much we don't use them.
FWNB_podcast is Instagram. No_benefits at Twitter.
Yeah.
Good job, Tim.
Yeah, see, I listen. It's because I have headphones and I can hear me and everyone else.
Oh, fuck. Oh, we're good at this.
No, kinda.
But, yeah, I planned on watching Conjuring. And then after I got done with The Conjuring, I was going to watch Insidious.
That's one of my favorites. Darth Maul used to scare
Darth
the
Maul,
crap
dude,
out
of
me so much. My one friend in high school, she would send me pictures at 2 a.m. and I'd be up because, you know, I'm in high school and like whatever. But
right now you are?
Huh?
You're in high school?
Yep.
What? No.
Are you getting your GED or something?
No.
Getting the GED.
When I was in high school.
Oh, when? Okay, sorry.
My friend used to send me terrifying pictures at 2 a.m.
Of Darth
Maul? Darth Maul, because I was absolutely terrified of him.
Death Maul.
Yeah.
Bam, bam, bam.
Fun story.
Bam, bam. Bam, bam, bam. That's the song that plays when they fight Darth Maul.
Oh, is it?
In the movie, yeah.
Again, I don't like Star Wars. So. But that one scene in Insidious, whenever the like mom's just sitting there talking and it cuts to the dad and it's just...
And he's up in the corner like Spider-Man?
He's behind him.
I can't with it. Scares me every time.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I was hoping we could talk behind her back.
No, we're in front of
her. I have headphones in.
Take them out real quick. Yeah,
and you're sitting right beside me.
Fuck you, take them out. Welcome to my ASMR channel.
All right, so now your volumes are really loud. Hey, what's up, guys?
Fuck you guys!
No benefits, no hearing.
Insidious was also the first horror movie I ever saw in theaters.
Ever?
Ever.
Ever?
Yeah.
Wow. I think the first horror movie I saw in theaters was Avatar The Last Airbender.
Yeah, that movie was frightening as hell.
Scary as hell.
So,
fair enough.
Man.
I went and saw that too. So.
What? I don't think I've seen a scary movie in theaters until we were together.
Yeah. Probably not.
What did we see? Ouija.
Oh, on our first date? Yeah, that terrible
you
movie.
You saw Ouija?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm
it
sorry.
Was awful.
I told him, like, on our first day, I was like, I'm so into horror stuff. Like, American Horror Story is my favorite show. And he's like, yeah,
Me too, yeah.
Yeah, not even close.
We start dating. He's like, I hate horror movies.
Yeah. Man, did that backfire on me.
This relationship started on false pretenses.
Yep. And we slowly transitioned to the truth.
It's okay. We have Cole now. He can make you go do things since I can't.
So. Yeah, see?
Don't bring me into this.
You're basically a part of it.
It's a throuple.
Yeah. A throuple.
Look at this.
Two and a half men.
Ooh.
Ooh, fire.
Magic man make fire.
Oonga boonga.
Patar tabunga.
Free free.
Patar free free.
This Mountain Dew is crisp, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, it's so cold from not even being I'm in the cold. Fridge.
Well, yeah, because when I got it from the Kwe, it was in their beer cave.
Wait, back up. Got it from the who?
The Kwe.
In the Circle Kwe.
Oh, the Kwe?
Circle Kwe?
The Kwe?
Okay.
The Kwe, it was in their beer cave, so it was already just...
The Mountain Dew was?
Yeah, yeah. They if you ever go to and get soda from Circle K?
Circle Kwe?
The Kwe? Yeah, if you go into their like refrigerated beer section... And walk in, they'll usually have, like a few 12-packs sitting in there.
A lit, bro.
Yeah.
What?
So, so I walked in. Yeah, so they're always cold, because if not, they're sitting on the shelf. Right there.
You know who else is always cold? Me. I'm always cold.
Nice. Yeah, so there was, like, 3 stacks of, like... things on a wheelie cart, so I just pushed them suckers out of the way and grabbed my 12 pack and left.
They had suckers in there too?
Yes, Cole. Schmuckers.
Oh, wait. Okay, so was it
Smirnoff?
Oh.
Smirnoff.
Smirnoff.
Are you smoking a pancake?
Yes. Which is Smirnoff?
Bro, okay, wait. This just made me think of someone that I work with tried to tell me that Goldmember was the worst Austin Powers movie.
It's the only one I've ever seen.
Did you slap him?
I disrespected everything about him.
Wait, hold on. That's the only one you've seen?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? Oh, man.
Yeah. What? I mean, when they came out, I wasn't like allowed to watch them, and I just never did.
I wasn't allowed.
I was a very sheltered kid.
Well, you should
have. And then my younger brother sitting there watching it with my dad, and you're like, oh, no, you can't watch this. You can't.
Why haven't you told me that? Instead of watching Goldmember for the 100th time, I would have just put the other ones on, too.
Yeah, that's why I get mad every time I watch Goldmember, because I want to watch the other ones.
Yeah, we'll watch them. I'm so mad. So back to this dude. Did you slap him?
Yeah, with my words. I told him, you ain't shit. You ain't never been shit.
That's what you told him?
No.
If you would have said yeah, I would have believed you. So, I mean...
No, I told him that Goldmember is probably my favorite Austin Powers movie.
Yeah. It's probably the best. Two's good.
Two's great. Like, I mean, they're all fantastic.
I think that's one of the...
Isn't there 3 of them?
Yeah. That's one of the few like movie franchises that's been better through their sequels.
With age, yeah.
Well, no, like a lot of movies will put out sequels and they're just garbage.
Yeah.
But that one holds up.
Yeah, especially when they make the flying dick joke again and Ozzy Osbourne gets in on it.
Yeah. Dude, I need to watch those movies now. I'm going to show them to Nana. Do you think she's seen them?
I don't think Nana would appreciate
Bro, watch them. Austin Powers with Nana.
Yeah.
You got to.
I bet you come over and watch them with us.
All right. No. I bet you she likes Mike Myers.
Wait.
I bet you she did until she watches those movies.
I will only watch this movie with Nana if she wears a nightgown again.
Nightgown.
She was wearing a nightgown when I met her.
Oh.
It was awesome. It was nice. Like typical grandma. It reminded me of my grandma.
Dude, I mean, why wear clothes when you don't have
to? That's what I'm... Dude, can we all wear nightgowns?
Or just like... Or just some... Like just something... Like
going to work in a nightgown.
I'd love that.
Bro, do it. No, that's what I'm saying. It'd be fucking lit.
No, I want to go in there in yoga pants.
Oh, bro, like I wish girls? There was like a yoga pant version for dudes. Those look so comfy. But
I know.
Like also... bulge.
Yeah, like long johns.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Like long johns.
You can't.
I feel like joggers are like the yoga pant version for men, but you guys can't get away with like dressing those up, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, people plus, try like, all the time.
You're gonna see the bulge. something well, that, yoga like, pants, form-fitting. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Now, if you tuck it like me.
Tuck it.
Just kidding.
Bro, do you have a camel toe right now?
Oh, yeah. Strong.
Oh, what movie is that? Fuck. I was watching
10 seconds.
I was watching something and
5 seconds.
Oh, it's Popstar. Popstar, when he's doing the quake changes and he had his dick tucked to get the thing off.
Oh, yeah,
and
he's
standing up on stage naked. Connor for real has no dick.
Has no dick. No, I totally have a dick.
I tucked it. I tucked it. I promise.
It was just tucked.
Meanwhile, I'm gonna go post my dick on Twitter.
Right. Dude, one of my favorite scenes in that movie is that whole scene right there. And he goes, "You were up there for like 10 seconds." And he goes, "Yeah, that's a third of the way to Mars." he's like Connor again. 30 seconds to Mars is a band. It's not a real measurement of time. Dude, that movie's phenomenal.
It really is.
So
the Lonely Island's a good band.
Like we fucked Bin Laden.
Right. Dude, I actually didn't know that movie like released or was coming out until they used Saturday Night Live to like brand or to add it, I guess. Like to advertise it. Well, because
Andy Samberg was on there for a long time.
Yeah, Andy Samberg was on there.
Was Lonely Island a thing before Saturday Night Live?
No. Whoa. It started with, like, in Saturday Night Live, pretty much.
Like, because they started digital shorts, and then that kind of blew them up.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so.
Like, they did tours and shit, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're huge now.
Yeah.
They have, like, 4 albums.
Yeah.
Tim tried to get me to go to California to go see them.
Hell yeah,
dude.
That'd
be amazing.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. I think it was them and Tenacious D was in the same place.
Mm-hmm, it was.
Perfect.
That's exactly where I need to be.
Have you watched Jack Black's YouTube yet?
I've seen a video.
A couple of them.
I've seen one because he doesn't have a lot of them on there.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Last time I checked, he had like a few episodes. It wasn't a lot.
No, he's like full-on vlogger now.
Yeah?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
That's awesome. I saw something on Facebook or like Instagram that he was making one, and then it broke records because he was like the fastest YouTuber to gain so many subscribers.
He's Jack Black. Black.
Yeah. Right. Like you can just go somewhere and be like, "Hey, come watch me." And they're like, "Oh yeah, I'll come watch you right now."
Yeah.
And millions of people would just say, "Hey, I'm watching this."
I was watching one of his vlogs and he was walking around. And there's just a street performer playing guitar on the side of the road.
Yeah,
and
he went up there and started playing with him.
Gave me fucking Tenacious D vibes. Can't you see he's a man?
Right.
Deserves your applause. He's a shiny golden gun. If you think it's time to fucking rock.
Oh, hey, Phil.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, bud. Do you want to sit down and answer a couple questions?
Answer a couple of questions about what?
Come on, man.
Sounds like an interrogation at that
Let's sit
point.
Down.
Hey, where were you?
That sounds scary.
No, bro.
Where were you?
At what time?
Yes.
How was your day, Phil?
Oh, dude, it was fantastic.
Yeah, I appreciate you helping us move.
Yeah.
Not a problem. Anytime. I kind of showed up a little late.
That's okay.
You showed up, though. That's what counts.
Yes. Borderlands has consumed our friend to
it's
late
consumed
nights.
Consumed him.
That's okay. Gears of War 5 has done the same for me.
What do you like about it? Buy me V-Bucks.
V-Bucks. That's not... Fortnite? Oh, they're definitely doing a collab. For sure.
Well, they did. Fortnite had a big Borderlands event.
Yeah.
Since Borderlands is on the...
They?
Yeah, it's an Epic Game Store exclusive.
Oh, okay. That's dope.
Is it?
No, but I mean...
I'd rather it be on Steam.
Right, but I mean, it's dope in the sense that, like... They did it. They didn't have to do it. It happened.
Yeah,
I guess. It just wasn't... I mean, but would you really play Fortnite? Is that a huge deal? Is it a huge deal? Exactly.
I wish Fortnite would blow up, though.
Yeah, me too.
I'm tired of seeing it.
Yeah, me too.
I'm tired of getting a million different Fortnite streams recommended on my Facebook when I really don't give a shit.
Right. I hate that game.
So annoying, dude.
Do you hate that game?
Yes.
Why? Why do you hate that game? You don't play video games.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nicole,
I don't like how big it is.
Oh.
Yeah. I just hate it because it's popular.
Yeah. Does your brother get annoyed with, like, does he do it too much?
Well, no, I mean.
Does your brother floss all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Not all the time. He does it enough.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Not all the time. I don't like the graphics. I think the graphics are gross and it just doesn't seem like a fun game.
It's fun watching you talk about video games.
What? I just don't. I really.
I mean, that wasn't bad.
That was my honest opinion.
It wasn't a bad opinion.
For a non-gamer, that wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was my honest opinion. So.
Fair.
Ooh, we're in the final stretch.
But you'll like Gears, though. That's humans.
I haven't watched it.
It's gnarly.
It's gnar, bro.
What are you talking about games? I haven't watched it.
I'm gonna watch it. I'm going to show your nana Gears of War. I'm going to run up on someone and just shoot a Nasher up against their chest and watch him explode.
Chainsaw him in half.
Yeah, I don't think she'd appreciate
it. Oh, she would love it.
Especially when the blood clouds the camera and you can't see anything because it's all blood.
Yeah, I don't think she'd
appreciate it. I'll tell her it's for the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
God, no, don't go there.
It is for the Lord. It's a holy crusade.
Yup.
What? They did it back in the day. They were burning people alive. For God.
Yeah, no, because of video games.
Oh, yeah, it was because of video games.
They burned people alive in the 1800s for witchcraft because of video games.
Violent video games made them do it. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate.
So unfortunate.
Yeah, if games weren't conditioning me to be a sociopath, I don't know what I'd be doing.
Nothing. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know, bro. I'm ready to go to bed.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're not finished yet. We got some more stuff to move.
But we just got to do the bare minimum.
But yeah, it's just the stuff we need to live on, and part of that's my computer desk. So. And my pooter.
Ooh.
My
pooter. Ooh, yeah, the whole thing.
I hate that everyone's doing that now.
My hydro flask.
My hydro flask. You can talk about them.
Huh?
Let the listeners know what you're doing.
Oh.
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, so what are you doing, Nicole?
My recent new obsession is Visco Girls.
Uh-huh. It sure is.
Unfortunately.
You showed it to me. I did show it to you. It's your fault.
I did not know it would get this out of control. All right.
I love it.
I don't know why.
Oh, it's so entertaining.
Explain it for people that don't know what a Visco Girl is.
I mean, I don't know. What? So they have the hydro flask. They wear the scrunchies. They wear an oversized shirt, so it looks like they're not wearing any pants.
I also read they act like they have a lot of money, so they show off all their stuff.
Okay. So that's
stuff like that.
And they also make the dumb noises.
Yeah.
I can't do it very well.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Do you just like it because they're making a fool of themselves?
Yeah. Basically. It's just entertaining. Like, it's entertaining to watch them be so dumb.
So dumb.
So dumb.
It's so, like, so dumb.
Like, this is just, like, in conversation. Like, just cracks me up. It's not even in conversation. They're talking to themselves on their phone and a TikTok. It's like it's a conversation.
Bro, TikTok is gotta go.
Bring back Vine. Hashtag bring back. Vine back.
Yeah, TikTok's gotta go, dude. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the endless bombardment in my YouTube recommendations of TikTok compilations. I don't want to see them. No. I don't want to see them. I don't care. TikTok is stupid. Everybody on there rant over.
Yeah. So that Visco girl
stick
stuff.
Stick the mic in your mouth. Capture that.
Yeah, capture the yawn.
Yeah, you got to get that yawn and everything.
So the Visco girl, I think because you watched it on your internet, the cookies and stuff were sent to Phil's computer, and it recommended Visco girl TikTok comp video for Phil while he was on YouTube, and he stumbled upon it and he brought that to work. And so I didn't mention it. I didn't mention it at work because I wanted it to stop with me.
I wanted it to stop.
Like, I didn't want to be the cause of the spread of this thing.
Of this epidemic.
Right. So I didn't, but then it happened. It brought its way in. Like a sneaky snake.
I'm a snake.
Sneaking the snake.
Yeah, Fisco girls are the worst. And if you...
bless you.
Words are I'm having
like five different strokes today. I forget what I was going to say now. Oh, yeah, if you don't understand the Visco thing and you want to see it, just look it up on YouTube, VSCO girl. It's fucking...
It's hilarious. It's something. I love
we warned
it.
You.
It's
something. Yeah, we warned you. We warned you. But that's going to be all for today. Like I said, it was just a short little mini-sode so we can say that we did it for the week and then go to bed. But yeah, be sure to follow the socials, FWNB_podcast on Instagram, no_benefits on Twitter. And if you haven't, be sure to give the show a 5-star review because we fucking deserve it.
I gave it a 4.
Oh, man.
Because fuck us, right? No, I'm just kidding. No, I gave it a 5 because it's free to do.
I have an apple that loves self-loathing.
Yeah.
I hate myself.
No, I did it. I gave us 5 stars because it's free to do.
Bees on my head. So. But don't call me a bee head.
Yeah.
Lee's on my head, but don't call me a Lee head.
You're a Lee head.
Because it's my show. I'm Andy Milonakis.
That's not our show. We're friends with no benefits.
Schmandy Schmilishmakis.
Friends with no benefits.
But yeah, thanks for tuning in again this week, and we love you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.